It is our interest in your prayers this evening as we look into the Word of God. Very thankful for the presence of the Lord tonight. I'm very thankful for the privilege that we have to worship together in spirit and in truth. I'll just write the subject on the board. Very familiar subject tonight. Trust the message will be an encouragement and a challenge to you. I'd like to speak to you about the lighthouse tonight. And we will maybe in a few minutes sing that song. I believe it's in the Blue Book, isn't it? Might have that ready, but we'll sing that in just a little bit. But I'd like us to turn, if you would, to the book of John in the 8th chapter. Jesus was speaking. Said, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus is the true light of the world. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of religions, there's a lot of institutions that are professing to have truth, to have knowledge, to have something to try to draw people to, but we freely confess and acknowledge tonight, as Jesus said, that He is the light of the world. And if we will follow Jesus Christ, we will not walk in darkness. Remember many, many years ago, I was walking along the beach in Oregon, and it was dusk. And the sun went down, and it was very dark, and it was difficult to see anything that was around me. It was difficult in the darkness to distinguish reality because of the shadows. If you've been in darkness, and is that you see something is like, is that real or is it a shadow? And that's where I was. But off in the distance, there were rocks that I couldn't see them much, but I could just see the shadows, and you're trying to figure out what's a rock and what's not. And then I saw a light. There was a lighthouse way off in the distance that was giving light. It was a message of hope. It was an indication of where the light was to those that were out on the ocean. And it was also a warning that there are rocks and that there are dangers right here that you need to be aware of. Do you know that is what Jesus is to us tonight? The message is not complicated, but Jesus came to be a lighthouse for us. We live in a world of great darkness. And we live in a world where there are so many distractions and so many voices that sometimes it's difficult to distinguish between what is true and what is not true. There are many people saying this is the way and this is what's right. And then you have another group of people or another church, another congregation, another ministry, another philosophy, another ideology. And everybody says that we have the truth and we have what's right. And there's a lot of religious confusion in our world today because it is so dark. But I am so thankful tonight, and I would, if you would just open up your heart as we worship the Lord this morning, say thank you, God, for sending Jesus to this world. Because in the midst of darkness, He was a light, and He showed us the way that leads to God Himself. He showed us a place where there's dangers. He reveals to us places that we need to be careful, but also when we begin to lose our hope and we maybe begin to feel discouragement, He is there to lift us up and cheer us on and show us there is hope and there is a way through the darkness. Tonight, if you are discouraged and you are disheartened, I would encourage you to look to Jesus because He is a lighthouse. Let's just turn and sing that if you would, Brother Anthony. I don't know what number it is. Number 181 in the Blue Book.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside. looks life sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness,
it'll
now
safely lead
will
us o'er.
Safely lead us o'er.
If it wasn't for the lighthouse.
If it wasn't for the lighthouse.
My ship would be no more.
My ship would
thank
be
the Lord.
No more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone a light around me that I could
clearly see. This is why Jesus came tonight, so we could see in the darkness.
If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be?
Now listen to what everybody around us is saying.
Everybody that lives about us says, tear that lighthouse
down. It's just an old way
down.
Of living. We don't need it anymore.
The big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night.
Thank you,
when
Lord.
When just in time I saw the
just
light.
In time.
Yes, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone a light around me that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be?
Are you thankful tonight for the lighthouse? Do you remember that time? One of those times that it was just in time the Lord turned on that light and showed you the way. Showed you the place of danger, showed you the way to go, warned you when you were almost at that place of shipwreck. And the Lord in His faithfulness and in His love was a lighthouse for you. I thank God for it. This song that we just sang is my father's favorite song. And his testimony is, and I'll just share it, he was a 14-year-old boy. He had been raised in a very, very worldly environment. And he was quickly going the way of the world and had done a lot of things at the age of 14. And he was in the back of a truck. And the Lord started dealing with his heart. And his dad says, just in time. Just in time. The Lord brought conviction and he said yes to the Lord and got saved by himself in the back of that old pickup truck. Do you know, if my dad wouldn't have done that, I probably wouldn't be here tonight. Probably wouldn't exist. I know my mother probably wouldn't have had anything to do with him. And there was it, but it was just in time, that critical place in his life. And just in time, he found that lighthouse. And I think back in my own life, and not just when I got saved, but even so many times in living for the Lord, it was just in time, in the darkness, that Jesus was a light to me. He gave me hope. He gave me places when I was in a dangerous place. And the Lord turned the light on and let me know there's danger right here. There's some rocks here. You're in a shipwreck. I'm so thankful for that tonight. And I want you to know that you can make it tonight. If you're not saved tonight, you can make it tonight because there is a lighthouse, thank God. And if you're saved tonight and you're in that place that maybe you're struggling or there's some confusion, I challenge you to lift up your eyes and see Jesus. And if you've been confused by the voices that are around you and by all the different things that are out in the world, it's time to just lift up your eyes and look to Jesus only, because He will bring you out to a wealthy place. He will bring you to a place that you can have clarity in your soul. Where there has been questions, the Lord wants to illuminate for you the realities, because there are so many shadows in our world today. There are many dangers that are all around us. And there are many tonight that are falling away. There are many that are giving in to the pressures, and there's a lot of deception in our world. But I'm thankful that that does not have to be our story tonight. That does not have to be your story, because there is a lighthouse. And it is the Lord's love that He wants to illuminate your path tonight. Jesus said over in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 32, He said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This He said, signifying what death He should die. He was talking about being lifted up on the cross. If I be lifted up, if I go up on the cross, it is through my death that people will be drawn. It is through the death of Christ that we can be reconciled to God. There is no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved. There is no group that you can join yourself that will bring salvation to you. There is no doctrine that you can hold to tonight in and of itself that will bring life to you except Jesus Christ. It is through the acceptance of the blood of Jesus that will save us and transform our life, and that will make the way for us in a world of darkness. He went on to say then, in verse 35, He said, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth." Do you know where you're going tonight? Do you feel at rest and at peace in your soul this evening? Because by the grace of God, I know where I'm going. Jesus said, "Walk while you have the light." Do you know the time to make changes? The time to set our course is when we have the light. It's when the Lord has illuminated our path. Because there are many tonight that have lost their way, and they are giving heed to their own ideas, their own opinions, their own thoughts, and their own thinking. You know, tonight our own thinking will lead us astray. Yeah. But there's a lot of people that are putting too much credence in their own way. Well, this is how I see it. But you recognize that how we see it tonight is not going to get us to heaven. How we see it tonight, by that I mean our own ideas, our own earthly opinions, because there's so much darkness. And yet through the darkness, the Lord Jesus wants to illuminate our path that He can show us the way. But when He has shown us the way, what are we going to do with it tonight? When we see the light, it's up to us what we're going to do with it. The Lord is not going to force us to serve Him tonight. The Lord is not going to force us to live a holy life. Amen. The Lord is not going to force us. So when people start talking about the rules of the church, that you have to do it, I've got news for you tonight. You don't have to do it. If all it is rules, that's all your experience is going to be. But there is an experience in the Lord tonight that we do what we do because the Lord has shown me His way. He has illuminated the path, and I do this because it's a good way. And when I go off in my own thinking, I get in trouble, and it brings heartache, and it brings grief. But when we follow the way of the Lord, you will find, just like Jesus said, it will bring life. Yes. The way of truth and light will bring deliverance. It'll bring clarity. But it's up to us whether we accept that light in Jesus. Yes, it was encouraging, but it was also a warning. Walk while you have the light. I have seen many in years gone by and in recent days that thought they had found a better way. You know, I know what the end is because it has repeated itself over and over and over. What are you doing tonight with the light that God has given? You see, the light is the Word of God. There are many in religious groups, and I have heard it pretty close to home before, that people say, let's not teach doctrine. Let's just preach Jesus. Because doctrine divides. Y'all heard that thinking? Let's not teach doctrine because that's what divides people, so let's just preach Jesus. But the question is, what is Jesus? What is Jesus? Let's turn to the Word of God and see what this Jesus really is and what he is. In John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, it says, in the beginning was what? Was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word is the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. They did not choose to walk in the light while the light was with them. Do you know tonight that if we choose to reject the light of the Word of God, it will not be very long before we are walking in darkness. And we can continue professing to be saved. We can continue coming to services right here in this Church of God fellowship. And we can continue to do many of the same things. But if we reject to walk in the light, as He is in the light, we will soon be in darkness. And when we walk in darkness, we will begin to lose our understanding of what the light really is all about. We will begin to take a relationship of love, and we will relegate it to rules and regulations. We will take an experience of freedom and of joy and deliverance, and we will twist it until pretty soon we will start saying that is bondage. Because we're not comprehending the light, because we refuse to walk in the light when the Lord revealed it. So we have choices tonight. When the Lord reveals the Word to us, what will we do with that Word? In His love, when He shows us the way, what will we do with that way? He went on to say then in the 14th verse, and the Word was made, someone help me, what's it say? The Word was made flesh. Now, when some say, let's just preach Jesus, I'm all for preaching Jesus. But what Jesus am I going to preach? Your Jesus, my Jesus. What Jesus will we preach? The scripture says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That was talking about Jesus Christ. There is no way scripturally tonight to separate Jesus from God's Word. Jesus was a, if you will, he was a personification of the Word of God. Because Jesus was the living Word. He lived it out. He showed us what God's will was. He set an example for us how to live. He did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth. When he reviled not again. That was the Word of God. And there is no way to separate the true Christ from his Word as it is revealed in this book that is an expression of God's will to us in this dispensation of truth. So when I need a light, I am so thankful that we have the Word of God. That we can go to, and through that Word, Christ is revealed to us. When we are in darkness and I don't know where to turn, I can turn to the Word of God, and Christ himself begins to reveal that way with hope and with courage and with faith and with grace. And also there are places in there that he gives warning. I remember a time I saw Sister Annelle here. Remember a time that Sister Annelle and my niece Nicole, we were in Kenya, and I would say we got lost, but I'll take the blame. I got lost. And I thought I knew where I was going. I'd been down that road many a time, and I thought I knew where I was going, and to this day I do not understand how I got lost, but I know we got badly lost. And I stayed on the main road. I realized, oh, I went too far. And I did a U-turn and went back on the same road and ended up in a forest in the middle of nowhere where we had no clue where we were. And you know, getting lost is not just a real, especially I had these two young women, and I was like, Lord, we've got to get out of here. And we stopped and asked directions, and I tell you, people acted like they knew exactly what to tell us, and I did what they said, and we got more lost. It's just like our world today. We stop and ask, which way do I go? How do I live my life? And everybody will act knowledgeable. Got it figured out. Finally, looked like the vehicle was starting to overheat. Up on a mountain in the middle of a forest where I do not know. And another vehicle came by and was like, thank you, Lord. And we stopped. They stopped and we said, can you tell us where we're at? And that's what they told us. They said, just follow us. Just follow us. We're going to this little town by the name of Kissy. And they said, this is where we're going. Just follow us. And we followed them. And they got us back going the right direction. Do you know that's what the Lord will do for us tonight? Sometimes we think we've got it figured out. Sometimes we think we know what we're doing, and all of a sudden we look around, it's like, how did I get here? And I don't know where to go, and it seems like that everybody's offering their counsel and their advice, and I'm trying to take some of it, and things aren't getting any better. But there is a lighthouse tonight. There is one that will come and show us the way and lead us. I reminded, there is a story of a sea captain, and he had sent down word that they were to go, I believe it was, he said, go 10 degrees north. And the report came back, we are headed 10 degrees south. And he sent a report and said, 10 degrees north, I am the captain. And the report came back up to where the captain was and said, 10 degrees south, I'm third class Seaman Jones. And the captain was getting very upset at this point, and he sent back a report and said, go 10 degrees north, this is the battleship. And the report was sent back to the deck and said, 10 degrees south, this is the lighthouse. You get the point? There's a lot of people, some professing a lot of authority, that can say this is the way to go. This is how you need to live. But when we have the lighthouse, it will get us lined up to where land is, and it will warn us of where the rocks are. So what are we doing with the lighthouse tonight? Are we allowing it to guide and direct our path? Are we allowing the lighthouse to lead us? Do you know this is where the prophet over in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, he said, "And thou shalt hear, thy ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it." When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left, do you realize tonight that the Lord is just as faithful by His Holy Spirit to lead us that way? When we don't know which way to go, and He's there to say, this is the way to go. But so many are using other things and other people to use as their mark, to chart their course and to make their decisions based on. What are we using tonight to chart our course? What are we using as our litmus test to know if something is right or wrong? What are we doing to measure when it's time to make decisions of where we're going to live and where we're going to work and who we're going to marry and what we're going to do and what? Yeah. Is it the list of your rules? Or can we come to the lighthouse and look for that ray of light in the darkness and say, I'm going to set my course by that lighthouse? The Lord will not lead us wrong tonight. I do not want to get my eyes off of the lighthouse. I don't want to build my life on the things of men and on the things of this world, but the Lord will be faithful to us if we will listen and if we will give heed to the Spirit of God when He illuminates and He guides and He directs. Over in the book, and this is a familiar passage, in the book of Ezekiel in the third chapter, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, he said, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me." Do you know that is the job of the watchman tonight? It is not the job of the ministry to espouse their own doctrines and their own ways. It is the job of the ministry to proclaim the word of the Lord, to proclaim Jesus in His fullness without adding to it, without taking away from it, without compromise, without fear, and without regard to its reception by the people. And the Lord gave that commission to Ezekiel, "Son of man, I have set thee to be a watchman." What are we doing with what we are hearing? Sunday after Sunday, what are we doing with what we are hearing from the watchman? Because you see, what the world is saying, and the song said it, tear it down. We don't need this old way anymore. We don't have to live like that anymore. We've got new technology. And when we can go, and we don't need the lighthouse anymore because I left my phone at my bench. Because we've got Google. And so we don't need the lighthouse like we used to need it. And so I'll just kind of search and see what are others saying out there. But you know, there's as much falsehood as there is truth out there. And I want to go to a source that will lead me right. And that's the Word of God. And it is the job, as the ministry does their job, as God is called. And I'm speaking personally now, I confess to you, I do not believe that there is the acknowledgement and the respect given to the watchman and the word that they are preaching like there used to be in years past. Because, well, that's just Brother Philip. Can I use you for an example? That's just Brother Philip. That's his brother Philip. I mean, we know him, and you know, but when a man or a woman is called of God and they are speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit, anointed, not preaching their way, but preaching the Word of God and giving warnings and saying this is a dangerous place. And you say, well, it's not sin. It might not be sin, but is it not dangerous? Is it not a place that the Word is warning against and is watchmen in their love for you, not to control you, not to take your liberty away, but to get that you could have light and understanding that if I go this way, it's going to get me in trouble. That we need to give honor and respect. Yes. We need to give honor and respect to those that are preaching the Word of God under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Son of man, I've made thee a watchman. What are we doing with the warnings? What are we doing with the Word, with the light, with the truth that God has been illuminating in our path? You see, this is where many have put away the scripture in 1 Timothy 1:19. He said, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made, what? Shipwreck. They put away their faith. Their faith in what? Their faith in Jesus Christ. They put away their faith in Christ and His Word, and they made shipwreck. There are a lot of shipwrecks. The oceans are lined with shipwrecks tonight spiritually. And we don't have to wreck our ship. We don't have to be shipwrecked tonight, but we need to give heed to the lighthouse. We need to be aware and be open to the dealings and the correction of the Lord. And when others say, everybody that lives about us says, tear this lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. You know, the Lord's interested in the little ships too. He's interested in all of us. And the world is saying, you don't have to live this way anymore. You don't have to do that. Be yourself. Do you know there's no greater way of us being ourselves than being who God created us to be? And that means walking in the light of holiness and godliness and love and compassion and forgiveness without sin because of God's grace and light in our life. And yet, people are overestimating their own way. And they're not giving heed to the lighthouse. And they're making shipwreck. There's a story told of a keeper of the lighthouse that was given a month's supply of oil. And his job was to keep the light in the lighthouse lit at night. And so as the days went by, there was a lady that came to him and she said, my children are cold. Can you give me some oil? You know, that sounds like a worthy cause, doesn't it? I'm doing this for my children. Have you ever heard that one? And so the lighthouse keeper, he measured out just enough oil to give to this seemingly worthy cause so this woman could have heat for her children. Man came another day and said, my son doesn't have any light by which to read. Can you give me a certain amount of oil for my son to be able to read? Worthy cause. And so he measured out just enough for the lamp. Someone came by and their engine needed oil. And he gave them a measure of oil for that. Seemingly worthy causes. But towards the end of the month, he ran out of oil. And there was no light in the lighthouse. Story said there were three ships that wrecked on that shore because there was no light in the lighthouse, and there were 100 people that lost their lives. When an investigation was done, the government officials asked about it, and he explained why he had run out. And he was told, he said, you were given a job to do, and that was to keep this light on. And he said, all other causes are secondary to that. Tonight, I would like to challenge not just the ministry, but the parents tonight. Do not compromise truth and say you're doing it so you can save your children. I need to say that again. Do not compromise truth and let down on the close walk of purity and holiness of the Word of God in saying, I'm just trying to reach my children. Because what's going to happen is the same thing that happened to that life. A worthy cause? What greater cause is there than our children, except for the fact that what's more important is that they see the light of Jesus Christ. And as we, as ministers, Sunday school teachers, song leaders, parents, moms and dads, grandparents, young people, if we let down on truth with what we call a good cause, down the road, the end is inevitable. It's going to bring shipwreck. It's going to bring shipwreck to you, to your family. And it can have a long-lasting domino effect. But do you realize that when you are faithful to follow the light, that can also have a domino effect? I told you one of the reasons I'm here tonight is because my father. Because he responded to the lighthouse. So may we heed the warning tonight. May we be careful. My mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. My mind goes back tonight to times even after I was saved, all right? That it was just in time that the Lord warned me of something that could have had disastrous effects in my life spirit. That was His love. The light of God was not meant to make our life difficult. It was not meant to put us in bondage. It was meant to be our salvation. If we will give heed, and I know we could spend a long time tonight sharing testimonies of when we could say it was just in time. Just in time, the Lord turned the light on and said, be careful, there's a rock here. You're about to shipwreck. And all I can say tonight is, Lord, thank you for the lighthouse. I don't want to tear it down. I don't want to take my ideas and try to change this word. But Lord, I want to give you honor and respect tonight because God's way is such a good way tonight. It's the best way to live. I'd like to close with one more passage of Scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 4 in the 12th verse. It said, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, on the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, and he went on, and now verse 16, it says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. And from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In a time of darkness, there is still tonight a great light, and that is the light of Jesus Christ. It is a light of His Word, and this is the way that is going to get us to heaven. This is the time, this is the place that brings hope to us. Have you ever sat in darkness? And the Lord broke through that darkness with just a ray of His love. I probably shared here before, but I remember so distinctly sitting in my living room in the middle of the night, and it was so dark, and it wasn't just that the sun was down. And I remember the Lord and His lighthouse broke through my darkness with his love. And it made a change. And if it weren't for that too, I probably wouldn't be here tonight either. But it was because of that lighthouse that broke through the darkness, that gave me hope, and it brought light to me. Tonight we have a Christ that loves us. He has your best interest at heart. And this serving the Lord is not about making things difficult. It is about showing us a way of goodness and love and security and comfort and having a blessed life. And it is because tonight of the lighthouse. Thank God for the lighthouse. Amen.